what do you call it, the egg-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it down. That special name?
Sawhorse is what we called it.
Sawhorse, mm-hmm. But what if it were built like an A, like this? Would you still call it a sawhorse? You haven't...
We didn't have that kind around here.
Now in the morning, when grandmother usually straightens her hair, she uses a comb and a...
brush?
Mm-hmm. And say before Gillette and his company started making the safety razors, you had to sharpen those old straight razors with a...
straight razors or razor strap?
Razor strap. Okay, now, say you were putting ammunition in a revolver, what would you be putting in there?
Cylinder?
Mm-hmm. And say that you weren't firing live ammunition, you'd be just firing blank.
Blanks, right.
Blank. You have any special name for those blanks? Blank?
That's all I've ever heard.
Ever heard them call them? Or say when you're firing a rifle, the thing that discharges is what there? Comes out of a rifle there?
Well, I don't know too much about a gun. I never owned but one.
You ever heard that call a cartridge?
Yeah, if it was shot.
It'd be a cartridge.
Empty shell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes with kids, they take a plank, a board like this, and they'll lay it over a stump and they'll go up and down. What do they have then?
They call that the seahorse.
Seahorse. Have any other name for that?
I never heard of it. We had what called a flying Jenny.
And how was that different?
We had a pin in a post with a pole across it, and get a young un on each end of it and go round and round with flying Jenny.
Yeah. Ever heard that seahorse called a seesaw?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're different than seesaw.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Well, the seahawk. It's just one on one end, one on the other, and go up and down like that. Mm-hmm.
And what about seesaw?
Well, that's like you had a pole, or a 2x4, or 4x6, something like that. You'd go round and round with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Flying Jenny, some folks call them.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you want to go outside, you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it, and you'd have a...
swinger?
Mm-hmm. What'd you used to carry coal in?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear any other word for that?
Mm-hmm. Not that I know of. My little coal I ever fooled me.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody ever carry that coal scuttle? Or that not a familiar term? Okay. The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney, what is that?
Pipe. Stove pipe.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that say run from the
stove? No. I don't know that I've ever heard.
Say you had something running from the pipe to the chimney. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard the term stove flu?
Stove flu? Well, the stove flu, I understand, is outside.
Oh, that's outside.
Yeah.
I see. So it's not the same thing as a stove?
No.
Okay. And sometimes you have a small vehicle, you want to carry bricks or other heavy things. It may have a one wheel or maybe two, and you push it around like this. What do you call that?
Wheelbar.
Wheelbar. Mm-hmm. And say if you wanted any other name you'd have heard anybody use for that.
We call it, some folks call it the George Buggy.
George Buggy? Mm-hmm. Let's see. What would you use to sharpen an axe on?
We call it a grind rock.
Mm-hmm. And what was that usually made out of?
Some coarse to it, or some sort of sand.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to sharpen, say, a knife, what would you use for that?
We call that a whet rock.